Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to make something clear. We're talking about something that is a probability in Detroit. And it's really going to come under scrutiny if Aaron Rodgers leaves the division. Because if Aaron Rodgers leaves the division, all bets are off. And we'll get to the latest Rodgers stuff before the show is done. And it feels like this thing is wide open, even for a bad team. And this is a this team, make no bones about it, was not a good team. Showed some promise at the end of the year. And they got a ton of resources, a ton of cap space, and high draft capital to get better in the offseason. And they showed some improvement. And, you know, they beat. They beat Green Bay at the end of the year with half of Aaron Rodgers, so they could certainly beat him. You know, you'd think with Jordan Love at quarterback, there's no givens clearly. But the Bears, you know, just fired their coach. Minnesota fired their coach. So, you know, we might be talking about a Lions team that, through circumstance, could have a very interesting season next year. And Jared Goff is likely going to be their quarterback. So the question is, can you ever see yourself being okay with that? Now, and by that, I don't mean don't draft another quarterback, because if the right guy is there, take him. But there's also a possibility that this year the right guy won't be on the board. I don't think it's a given they draft a quarterback this year. I think it's a given they draft one in the following draft if they don't this year, or a high probability. Now, maybe they make a trade or there's a free agent that they sign.
Well, even if they take one, let's say they take one with their – with the 30th pick overall, I feel pretty strongly that guy's not going to start to begin the season.
Yep.
Jared Goff's going to start the season. And I think he's earned the right to do that based on how he played to finish up the season. I'm looking forward to seeing who they sign in free agency, which wide receiver they bring in, which wide receiver they draft to add to this mix. Maybe they're going to add another running back to the mix and really solidify this offense. And now that he's got a full year under his belt of being with this offense and looking at the playbook, you know, how much better can he be in dissecting his own film and seeing how these plays stack up against different defenses around the league? The issue I have with Jared Goff as a quarterback is he's immobile. That's the problem I have. And I'd like for him to make quicker decisions and be more decisive out there when he steps into the pocket. But I think that will come. That's got a great chance of coming true, because he'll have more time in the offense. He'll feel more comfortable and have better weapons to work with next year. I don't know if he's going to be successful or not, but he gets all of next season.
Yeah.
For sure, regardless of who they draft.
So they could be playing games of premium next year, and Jared Goff's quarterback. Can you see yourself being okay with that?
I think you kind of have to. Because I'm with Gator. I think he's going to get all of next year, even if they draft a quarterback this year or not. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. And that's part of being the bridge gap quarterback. Now, is there a scenario where he plays so well next year that he's no longer considered that gap quarterback and he becomes the man? Unlikely, but it could happen. We already know that he has helped take a team to a Super Bowl, but he wasn't the man. And also, I want to emphasize as well, he also was on a rookie contract when they went to the Super Bowl with the Rams. So now he's on a different contract, and you can't use other resources like the Rams did to help the team around him. He's not a horrific quarterback. He played pretty horrific in the first half of the year. He played a lot better the second half. Did he need help? Absolutely. But we just went through this. We had Matthew Stafford, who's a better quarterback, and they couldn't build a team around him. Now you're asking to build a better team around a lesser quarterback? That's why I'm so strongly on emphasizing getting the right quarterback here to build around or help, you know, make players around him better.
The only thing I'll say about that is that, yes, we are asking them to take a lesser quarterback and build a team, but we're asking different people to do it. And that's what is encouraging. If it were still a Quinn era, it'd be like, well.
Right, you'd have no faith, yep. But new guy, new hope, and hopefully they're able to draft correctly.
248-539-9797, Matt's in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Matt.
Nice. Hey, anyways, I think this is where it's so crucial that we got to know who this the OC that we're bringing in is. But this really puts the emphasis on drafting this year, because there is no way. I mean, yes, this year we'll just have to suss out Brandon Barrett with Jared Goff, but the following year, I think we need to be able to have that quarterback in place. So my thought is, I'd really like to trade out of that number two and pick up a third first-round pick in the following year, to where I can take all three of my first-round picks and basically say, I like C.J. Stroud, I like Bryce Young, I've built a defense, this is my last piece, and we're going for Bear. Like you said, there's two new coaches, probably a third in Green Bay after next year falls apart, and we're all of a sudden the model of stability in the North. Hold your breath. And we've, you know, taken that top flight quarterback because we've mortgaged our future by giving all those picks that we want. So Jared Goff, yes, this year, but moving forward, there's no way. He's like John Kitna. It's like the peak John Kitna is.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. I don't know that. Like, I don't think of Kitna as anything special or anything terrible. He's an NFL quarterback.
Well, it's interesting he brings that name up, because Kitna had some success with the Niners before he came to the Lions.
That was Cincinnati, wasn't it?
I think
it was the Bengals.
When was he with San Francisco? After the Lions?
I don't think he was ever with San Francisco.
I don't remember him being with San Francisco, but.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Garcia. My bad.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a Garcia guy. Forget what I said. I was going to compare him to Garcia. I think. What if I do this? How about a Garcia to Goff comparison? I think those are an interesting comparison. Even though that's not what he was making. My bad. But I'm circling around.
Who's John Kitna? That's what you sounded like all of a sudden.
Right. Looky here. I can drink a quart of vodka and still take care of John Kitna. That's what
Deacon Jones said. You are really, he is Kang.
He's real.
He messed up the Garcia thing, and now he's talking about Deacon Jones.
All right. Reset.
Take two in 3, 2, and 1.
John Kitna sucked. With the Lions. It was not good.
It was sucked so bad, Gator didn't even remember it.
Well done. Let's go to Hank, who's next here on 97.1. Hi, Hank.
Doug and Gator, good morning.
What's up, Hank?
Hey, I'm completely, and this is all you guys' fault, I'm completely tired of moving the goalposts around. You all got me reconsidering and reconsidering how I feel about Jared Goff. When we got him in the trade, I was like, okay, cool. I knew it was about getting a draft pick. I really didn't care. I was like, okay, fine. We also get Jared Goff, game manager, cool. He'll be able to sort of kind of like put us in a position. Would you say stopgap quarterback? Cool.
Yeah.
Then the first half of the season occurred, and I'm like, oh, my God, this dude is horrible. He's a bum.
Yeah.
Then the second half of the season comes along. I'm like, oh, okay, he's not that bad. Then as I drive in late to work this morning, I'm listening to you guys talk, and I'm like, you know, well, maybe we might be able to do something with this dude. I hate your guys' guts.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry. Look, the funny thing is, Hank, I'm not even really selling the theory from I believe in Jared Goff.
I'm not going to lie. You sold me.
Did I?
On the possibility that we might be able to make a move with this dude.
Well, the exciting thing is
I don't know how to feel.
I guess the exciting thing about the Lions moving forward is the offensive line, right? Because if you have the strong offensive line, you could pass protect, giving any quarterback time to throw. They should look good. You've got an opportunity to run the football well, because you've got running backs and you've got the offensive line. So, yeah, I would expect bigger and better things. Plus, you're adding to the talent level of the team. in the offseason with free agency and the draft.
Agreed. And it's with that said that I sit with bated breath saying, hey, perhaps for the next 2 years, and then on top of that, you add this whole potential Aaron Rodgers leaving thing and the firings and the rebuilds that are going on within the NFC North. And I'm like, we might actually have the guy, at least for the immediate future. And again, I hate you all for making me think this way.
Hank, I'm sorry. Well, look, I think we kind of know what he is. The problem is, the biggest problem with Jared Goff is that he has a contract that the cap hit rises, I think, beyond Stafford's in 2 years. Like, if you don't let him go after next year, you are committed for 2 years after that. It's not true. It's about the same as Stafford for 30.6 and 31.6.
It's a lot of money.
It is.
But the salary cap keeps going up and up and up.
Keeps going up. So every year, $30 million is less. But still.
What I hear, I read this morning that for the championship games, commercials, 30-second spot. Did you see this?
No.
$2.5 million for a 30-second spot for the championship
games. So we're going to have to cancel ours again? It's just out of our price range.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, year 16, we're saying can't do it, can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.